Hi, my name's Kevin Dorn of the Vision 21 Implementation Committee, and this is the Meet Belmont podcast. We're pleased to be broadcasting to you today from the Belmont Media Center. In 2001, the town of Belmont established a town vision, and our Vision 21 Implementation Committee helps to facilitate the goals that are established in that vision. So we periodically survey Belmont residents to assess how well we're meeting the town's vision, and we have a number of ongoing initiatives. One of the things we're known for is our Meet Belmont Community Information Fair, which is held every August at the Chenery Middle School. This is a fairly new podcast, our second edition today, and the goal of each episode of the Meet Belmont podcast is to have a conversation with one or more of the leaders of the Belmont Town Committees and really try to increase visibility of the work that all the great work that our committees are doing on behalf of the town. So if you're a Belmont listener out there listening to this podcast, we hope you understand some of the major activities of the committees when we talk to them. And also, hopefully, trigger some thought about ways that you can get involved and participate in the activities of the town. Today, we're extremely fortunate to have with us Roger Colton. Roger is the chair of the Belmont Energy Committee, amongst many things. I know, Roger, you wear many hats in the town. You're a very active community member, columnist for the Citizen Herald, and a podcaster yourself with the Community Conversations podcast. And you bring a wealth of experience in the energy, dealing with energy issues, both in your professional career and your personal life. So I was hoping, Roger, first of all, welcome. And I was hoping you could start off by telling a little bit about yourself and when and what and how you got involved with the Energy Committee.
Sure. Thank you for having me, Kevin. I've been involved with the Energy Committee since its inception, which was about 7 or 8 years ago now at a special town meeting. The town meeting voted to adopt the climate action plan and a resolution endorsing a climate action plan that had been prepared by Sustainable Belmont. One of the action steps with that climate action plan was the creation of an energy committee, and the goal of the energy committee, or the charge of the energy committee, is to help implement an 80% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2050.
Oh, interesting. And so that sounds like a pretty audacious goal, an 80% reduction. Can you tell us about how do you even go about calculating that, and how far have we come so far?
Well, it is, I'm not sure I would call it audacious, but it is an aggressive goal. And it's not clear that we will make it, but if we don't, it won't be for lack of trying. We have actually, we being the Energy Committee, have actually just redid the greenhouse gas inventory for the town of Belmont. And I don't want to get into too many details, because unless you're really into this, it can sort of cloud your eyes over. But we divide the town into sectors: the business sector, the residential sector, electricity, buildings, transportation, and municipal. And for each of those sectors, we can calculate how much energy is being consumed, and we can associate a greenhouse gas emission with all of that energy consumption. Greenhouse gas emissions, of course, are important because it's the greenhouse gas emissions that we're pumping into the air that is leading to global climate change, and there is pretty conclusive documentation, scientific documentation today, that presents a near-term, a mid-term, and a long-term threat to our planet itself.
So in order to get to the 80% reduction, how long do you envision that is taking, and how much are we seeing things reduce on kind of a year-by-year basis so far, or as long as the Energy Committee has been in play?
Well, the goal is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 80%. in the next 30-some years. So we have a while to seek to do that. Here's what we've done thus far. The base year really is 2007. And in 2007, when the first greenhouse gas emissions inventory was performed, Sustainable Belmont found that greenhouse gas emissions were increasing by just over 1% a year, about 1.5% a year in Belmont. Since the creation of the Energy Committee, greenhouse gas emissions have been reduced by 5%. Mm. So that's not huge, but the biggest thing about that is that we've reversed the direction. We are certainly going in the right direction, and we know what we have to do and where we have to do it in order to reach our goals.
And so within the consumption or CO2 emissions, what are the big drivers, and sort of how do you tackle that problem in order to turn it from a positive to a negative and really get that reduction that you're seeking?
Sure. The big drivers, of course, are energy consumption in the homes. That was the first place that we began to work. And under the Energy Committee's leadership, we operated the Better Homes Belmont program. And through Better Homes Belmont, we promoted people not only getting their homes audited for energy efficiency improvements, but following through on those audits and having the cost-effective improvements actually installed. I have to say that Belmont succeeded incredibly. Our efforts resulted in having more people in a community, the highest percentage of any community having their homes audited. And in addition, our efforts resulted in the highest percentage of people who had their homes audited following through to actually install the recommended measures. An additional activity that we have engaged in that many people are probably familiar with is the Belmont Go Solar program. By having people install solar panels on their homes, they're no longer using electricity, and that results in an efficiency improvement.
So beyond the housing and the homes, residential homes being the big driver, what other areas are you looking to drive efficiencies?
Transportation is probably the biggest one. Transportation today contributes more to greenhouse gas emissions than any other sector in Belmont. And the Energy Committee now is operating the Belmont Drives Electric project. The Belmont Drives Electric project is designed to get people out of their gas-fired cars and into cleaner vehicles.
And are there specific incentives that are in place for people who are looking to make that transition to a more fuel-efficient car?
Yes. That we're working closely with Belmont Light Company. And Belmont Light Company is offering incentives to put in charging stations, not only at the homes of people who buy electric vehicles, but at different places around town. So you can go to Belmont Center and charge your electric vehicle.
Hmm. And as we go and sort of do, whether it be residential or home, do we often look sort of benchmarking with other towns to see what we're doing? You talked about on the residential home side, it sounded like we've sort of compared ourselves maybe to some others. Do we do any of that with other towns around?
We don't really benchmark the greenhouse gas emissions that that we're generating. What we do is we compare ourselves to on what we're doing to address greenhouse gas emissions and compare that to other communities. Belmont Light has been particularly beneficial or particularly helpful in promoting residential energy efficiency, both through the Better Homes Belmont program. Belmont Light has been helping people to convert their heating away from natural gas and even more than natural gas, away from fuel oil, to what are called mini-split heat pumps, which are extraordinarily efficient, and they are cost-effective. It's really putting money in your pocket, and that is helping to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions. But Belmont Light has been a step ahead of most other municipal light departments in providing assistance. One thing that we have been looking at that Belmont Light is not ahead of is in having a green component to its generation mix. And the Energy Committee is working both with Belmont Light and with another community organization, Mothers Out Front, to pursue an increase in the green generation that Belmont Light uses.
That's interesting you bring that up, because one of the things that came out in our survey of the town, we sort of combined energy and environmental into a category, and I think that the hottest topic on there was from the town was having more options for renewables, you know, across the board. And so it sounds like Belmont Light is hitting in that area. Are there other sort of renewables that were areas that we're looking at, either as a town? You know, you've already talked about solar, but are there other renewables that initiatives that are out there?
Well, what Belmont Light needs to do is to pursue a green generation. And that could be solar, but it need not be solar. It could be wind. It could be geothermal. Within the community itself, however, there really are two big potentials for increased solar penetration in the town of Belmont. The mother lode, if you will, is Belmont High School. Mm-hmm. When Belmont High School is renovated, assuming that it does get renovated, as it should, to editorialize for a minute, there is a need really to ensure that Belmont High School is renovated with a view toward putting solar panels on the top. The second place that Belmont really could pursue greener generation, again, involves solar, but it involves large-scale solar, perhaps installed at the town's old incinerator site, where the town just took title back from the state on the incinerator site. But one of the goals of the Energy Committee is to move away from the potentials and to look at what we do as a committee is to make sure that when action steps get taken, that we consider or we ensure that the town considers the potential for making progress on the greenhouse gas emissions. While the new pool did not end up with solar panels, that discussion occurred with respect to the new pool. And that's one of our goals, is to make sure that it's in the conversation.
Yeah, it seems like a unique challenge of your committee is that you do have these external stakeholders who will probably all have a point of view on whatever issue comes up. And so maneuvering through that, and then also, as you kind of alluded to, your role with other committees from an energy perspective and being part of that dialogue, have you found that to be easy, or is it challenging just because the number of players involved and each having sort of different interests in the game?
Well, we are somewhat of a unique committee because we're not a decision-making committee. And so we do only advance the charge that we have been given by educating people and by convincing people that someone else take an action step. So through Better Homes Belmont, we were able to convince homeowners to take the step of insulating their homes. Through Belmont Go Solar, we were able to convince Belmont residents to put solar panels in their home. And with the high school, with the incinerator site, with Belmont Light perhaps purchasing more green power, it's always, our charge says that we are to promote, facilitate, and enable the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. But we can't do it ourselves. We can only help other people make the decisions to do it. And there is a challenge involved with that. We can't simply sit at town hall and say, yes, this is what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. In terms of getting the community involved, right? If you're listening to this podcast and this has spurred some interest either in the Energy Committee itself or just participating in some of the initiatives, what's the best way to get involved and what does that mean?
Well, involvement in the Energy Committee doesn't necessarily mean being a member of the Energy Committee. In the Belmont Go Solar campaign, for example, the community members that were involved were far more than the members of the Energy Committee. So what people should do is they can always contact me at roger.belmont@comcast.net, or they can contact the Board of Selectmen's office to get in touch with me as chair of the Energy Committee. But if there are populations of people that they have a particular interest in, if we have a small business person who would say, gee, it really would be nice to have the town work with me as a small business owner on how to improve my energy efficiency, that would be something that he or she could come to the Energy Committee. If you've got little kids or kids in the school, school-age kids, and want to work on educating school-age kids, that falls within the parameters of the Energy Committee. So if you've got a scout troop or a church group, all of those things are ways to work with the Energy Committee without actually being a member of the Energy Committee.
That's great. So your advice then is to sort of either approach you personally, or I imagine there's a lot of things out on the web in terms of materials that you've put out there about what the activities of the Energy Committee is doing or the various initiatives themselves.
Absolutely. You can. One can always go to the town's website and find out what the Energy Committee is doing. But one way to get to the Energy Committee is simply to call the Board of Selectmen's office and say, I have an idea for the Energy Committee. I'd like them to consider it. And Town Hall will get you in touch with me or with someone on the Energy Committee.
All right. Well, thank you, Roger, for participating today. I know I learned a lot about the ongoing initiatives within the Energy Committee, and it sounds like you guys have a lot of exciting activities going on. We've got an email account as well, meetbelmont@gmail.com. So if you have feedback from us, either in terms of this specific podcast or other committees you'd like to hear us have conversations with in the future, please let us know. Once again, signing off from Belmont Media Center, and I'm Kevin Dorn, and this was the Meet Belmont Podcast.